This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Emily Yateman, Executive Director of Living Streets Alliance. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, Ava. Thanks for having me today.
Emily, Living Streets Alliance has a mission of advocating for streets in our town as living public spaces that connect people and are great for all of us. Perhaps most people know LSA as the hosts of Ciclovia. What other ways do Living Streets Alliance invite us to reimagine the street as a blank canvas that we could do so much more with than just drive cars through, especially with today's pandemic-related needs?
One thing that's been encouraging, or at least a silver lining, if you will, in this pandemic is that it's given people a moment to pause, and they've had an experience of their streets as actually becoming spaces to get out and exercise, spaces to see signs of life, right? Like interact with neighbors. And throughout all of this, we've been getting a lot of people reaching out, sharing stories of how they met their neighbor for the first time, who they've, you know, lived down the street from for 10, 15 years. So we're really seeing that streets are becoming a really vital place for interaction and for exercise, recreation during this pandemic, and for expression. I think it's really inspiring. I think a lot of people will have witnessed by now something that they've seen when out walking in their neighborhood, where, you know, whether it's chalk drawings or decorations in front of someone's house where a family member wanted to decorate for a birthday, or these are really becoming spaces for us to share and co-create. That's something at Living Streets Alliance that we think about and encourage throughout the year. And have been doing for the past 10 years. But this has really put a new light on the possibility. This is a way that I think people are going to start experiencing their streets differently. And I think our hope is that it sticks, because this is our most abundant form of public space as a city. We have a tremendous amount of resources that people put into our streets by way of taxes, and that we could do so much more with. So hopefully this starts to change people's perceptions of what's possible and the ways we could use our streets to improve our quality of life.
Who are Tucson's streets the most dangerous for?
It varies. I think for people walking, we see a lot of fatalities on our major, you know, fast streets like Speedway, for example, or Grant. We know we have had some really, really high fatality rates of people on foot being involved in car crashes, but it really does affect everyone. It's, you know, for young people, it's one of the leading causes of death from injury in Arizona. It's something that we see all over the city, but areas that lack good lighting, right? So people who want to be out walking at night don't have good lighting, drivers can't see them. There's a lot of conditions that make it unsafe, and that's obviously compounded when we have areas that are disinvested over time, or that haven't had the same amount of infrastructure in place to ensure that it's safe. So there is, you know, it's interesting thinking about what's happening in our country right now and the inequities that exist, not just with how our streets are built, but who can feel safe and comfortable walking and being in them. It's a really important moment to be examining that and thinking about it.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Emily.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much, Ava.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at Will Call, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at benjaminsupply.com or gallerytosun.com.